Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A new study reveals that investor chatter on Twitter played a significant role in the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank last month. The study, which analyzed Twitter data, found that the intensity of conversation on the platform about the bank predicted hourly stock market losses, raising alarms among depositors. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Tony Cookson, associate finance professor at the University of Colorado Boulder and co-author of the study. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
So what did you find? How exactly was Silicon Valley Bank impacted by this Twitter chatter?
So we actually took a broader perspective than just Silicon Valley Bank. We looked at the whole of banking industry and all the tweets that were sort of written about the sort of entirety of banks that are publicly traded. There's kind of an active FinTwit part of Twitter where this conversation goes on in the first place. And what we noticed is that like some of these banks were better covered than others. And in the sort of the most covered set was SVB. It sort of was natural to kind of look at this and ask, did this actually represent a risk that extended beyond just SVB? And so we did find that that during this run period, stocks like SVB that had a lot of conversation and were exposed to more social media conversation, they lost more in the stock market during this run period, kind of reflecting greater banking distress.
I wonder, Silicon Valley specifically, who it caters to, mm-hmm. its customers. Played a bigger role, Twitter played a bigger role because so many of the bank's customers were tech entrepreneurs, were tech savvy, were already on Twitter, and therefore you could make the argument would be more influenced. In more traditional banking and customers, big customers there, you could make the argument they're not on Twitter as much.
No, absolutely. This was something that we looked into in the study. As we actually text mined the users who were contributing tweets to this conversation during the run. And we found that there were a lot of people who had user profiles that looked like they were affiliated with the tech industry who were posting information on Twitter during this time. So it sort of looked unusually like communication during a bank run. Which from our perspective as academics, bank runs are all about communication and coordination. So this is has big academic implications as well as the practical ones.
And we know the rollover effect as well. We just got word from the New York Times today that First Republic Bank here in San Francisco lost $102 billion in customer deposits. Do you think if you take out the X factor of Twitter, if Twitter didn't exist, would SVB be bankrupt?
You know, I think it's hard to tell. There certainly were channels of communication that SVB had that maybe others did not, particularly these kind of back channels through sort of Slack and whatnot. But certainly Twitter amplified that risk and sped up the collapse. In a way that that made it kind of impossible to react to in real time. So I think there it was kind of a perfect storm of a lot of different factors. And communication just really sped things up in a way that SVB couldn't get ahead of this, nor could regulators sort of see this too much in advance.
Thanks so much for talking to us. Tony Cookson is assistant finance professor at the University of Colorado Boulder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.